A Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare, narrated by David J. Miles. Act 1. Scene 1. Athens, the Palace of Theseus. Enter Theseus, Hippolyta, Philostrate, and attendants. Now, fair Hippolyta, our nuptial hour draws on apace. 4 happy days bring in another moon. But, oh, methinks how slow this old moon wanes. She lingers my desires like a step-dame or a dowager long withering out a young man revenue. 4 days will quickly steep themselves in night. 4 nights will quickly dream away the time. And then the moon, like a silver bow, new-bent in heaven, shall behold the night of our solemnities.
Go, Philostrate. Stir up the Athenian youth to merriments, awake the pert and nimble spirits of mirth, turn melancholy forth to funerals. The pale companion is not for our pomp. Exit Philostrate.
I wooed thee with my sword, and won thy love, doing thee injuries, but I will wed thee in another key, with pomp, with triumph, and with revelling.
Enter Aegeus, Hermia, Lysander, and Demetrius.
Happy be Theseus! Our renowned Duke.
Thanks, good Aegeus. What's the news with thee?
Full of vexation come I with complaint against my child, my daughter Hermia.
Stand forth, Demetrius.
My noble lord, this man hath my consent to marry her.
Stand forth, Lysander.
And my gracious Duke, this man hath bewitched the bosom of my child. Though thou, Lysander, thou hast given her rhymes and interchanged love tokens with my child. Thou hast been moonlight at her window sung with feigning voice verses of feigning love, and stolen the impression of her fantasy with bracelets of thy hair, rings, gauds, conceits, knacks, trifles, nosegays, sweetmeats, messengers of strong prevailment in unhardened youth. With cunning hast thou filched my daughter's heart, turned her obedience, which is due to me, to stubborn harshness, and, my gracious Duke, be it so, she will not here before your grace consent to marry with Demetrius. I beg the ancient privilege of Athens. As she is mine, I may dispose of her, which shall be either to this gentleman or to her death, according to our law immediately provided in that case.
What say you, Hermia?
Be advised, fair maid. To you your father should be as a god, one that composed your beauties,
ye, and one to whom you are but as form in wax, by him imprinted and within his power to leave the figure or disfigure it. Demetrius is a worthy gentleman.
So. Sample complete. Ready to continue?